Amen. Give God a hand clap real quick. Now, I'm so honored to have Pastor Anthony and Shalina with us. Am I saying that right? I am. Because I've heard Shalina. I mean, I want to make sure I get it right. Shalina, I want to make sure. But since Amy and I have moved to Anniston and been here with you guys, I'm going to tell you, they have sown seed into us. And the friendship that we have developed is precious to me. And he is an amazing, amazing man of God with such wisdom. I said it this morning, he's way too smart for me to hang out with. But if you would you please welcome Pastor Anthony to the stage today?
Thank you, brother. Well, I think it's probably me that's honored more by having a friend like Aaron. We get to have lunch often, and I covet those times. I certainly have come a long ways from where I was, and it's men like him that give us the example to look to and help us strive towards change and growth, right? Because none of us are perfect. We're all figuring that out. We've all come from somewhere, and I like to think that Pastor Aaron has walked a lot of that road before me, and I can glean from him. I know that Amy and Shalina have got to spend time together as well and formed a friendship. And if there's nothing else I can say, it's you got a good one. You know, sometimes when someone comes in, they're good, but they're not the right fit. And sometimes somebody comes in and they're just not very good, right? And it's like, Lord, please send them somewhere else. Let them find a better job, God. Heard a man say one time that our sending ministry has to be as good as our receiving ministry, because some people we want to just be blessed somewhere else. But Pastor Aaron and Amy are those people that come in and you say, God, just let us keep them. Let them be planted here. Let them be rooted here. Let us see them flourish, and let us see them raise people up underneath them in this body so that we can grow in the kingdom and we can pour into this community and we can see lives changed. And I know that even after a short year and 6 months probably, you know, they've already been able to see that here and see the fruit of what God is doing, as Brother Winston spoke about, the miracles that have happened, the salvations that have come, the people that have joined this body and called it home because of what God's doing in and through them as your pastors. And it's an honor just to be asked to get to honor them today. You know, Pastor Appreciation Month happens in October, and we usually take this month to pour into our pastors in a way, with gifts and monetarily and things like that. But honor is a principle that goes far outside of a day. It's a principle that stretches far past a month. It's something that we can apply in our lives every single day as it relates to our pastors. And this is what I want to ask you to do today. I want you to open your hearts and open your minds and think, how can I honor my pastor next month? How can I honor my pastors in December and in January and February? And you may look at me and you may say, Lord, I don't got a checkbook that big. You know, like, we gave a gift. But what can we do to honor our pastors when it's not just a monetary gift? When it's not just a card in the mail? Because those things are amazing. And Pastor Aaron and Amy and even Trevor and Alex, they appreciate those gifts, right? Everybody likes a little something in the mail. It's kind of nice. Even when it's just words, they appreciate that. But I want to give you three things today that I believe they would appreciate even more than money, even more than gold, even more than your words. Can I do that? And I think there's no better place to look than the Word of God for how to honor our pastors. And specifically, I want to speak from the New Testament, and I want to kick it off with this verse, 1 Timothy 5:17. It'll be on the screen. I'm going to read from the NIV. I encourage you, if you have your Word, to follow along. It says this in verse 17. Let the elders, the pastors that rule well, be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. And see, that's really what a pastor is. A pastor is someone who doesn't, and rule is a tough word, right? But they oversee this body. They oversee you and they pour into your lives. But then they also specifically look at those areas of the word and doctrine. Because let me tell you, if you get a pastor and they are not rooted in the word and they're not doctrinally sound, leave that church. thank you for being here. You don't have to leave. Because if there is anything that Pastor Aaron is from our conversations, he is rooted in the Word of God, and he is doctrinally sound. This man preaches the gospel. He preaches truth. He pours love into you and hope into you in a very strong way. So he's worthy of that honor that we read about here. So how do we do that? I want to give you three ways this morning. And the first one is this. Honor your pastor through trusting him. I want you to think about for a moment when Jesus called the disciples. Think about what that looked like. Jesus, a man no one knew, walked up to a man he didn't know, and he said, follow me. Now, if you're Peter or John or James, right, if you're one of these men and you're in a rowboat and you just got done fishing and you probably had a rough day and you stink and you're ready to go home, and this guy out of nowhere comes up and says, follow me. Think about the amount of trust you would have to put into a person to say, okay. When our pastors come in and they're new, as Pastor Aaron and Amy still are, really, there are going to be times that they ask us to do irrational things in our minds. There's going to be times that they ask you to do things that may stretch you, like following a man that a disciple didn't know all over the known earth at that time to do miracles of God. But they were faithful and they trusted him. When our pastors ask us to do things that we don't understand, or maybe they look a little odd, maybe they look new to us, we honor them when we say, I trust you. I trust you and I'm going to follow you because I trust that you hear from God. There's no better way to honor your pastors on a regular basis than trusting them without having to have all the details, without needing the whole picture. Because let's face it, the disciples had no idea what the next 3 years would hold in their lives, did they? They had no idea that they would be a part of feeding the 5,000. Maybe you have no idea that this apartment complex to your left or your right or this community here in Greenbrier would be touched by what God is doing through this building. But he's just asking you to trust him. He's asking you to follow him. Honor your pastor in trusting him today. And don't let what you see cause you to stop. Imagine this, the disciples following a man named Jesus. They get to the shore, and there's thousands of people there to hear him speak. And he says, feed them. What? Like, I've been following you a long time, but we got like a few fish and some bread. And he says, Donna, just start passing it out. We're going to pray over it, just start passing it out. Sometimes our pastors ask us to do things that we can't grasp, but they know what God can do. See, they know where God is taking you. They know where God is setting you up to succeed in your life. And as the disciples begin to pass out bread that day and trust, miracles happened. But the next day, nobody was there. Sometimes it's easy to trust our pastors and believe in them and see what's going on when everybody shows up. And then sometimes nobody shows up. Trust them anyways. Imagine if the disciples would have said, Jesus, you know what? What you did yesterday was amazing. But it just didn't work, so we're going to move on. But they didn't do that, did they? They honored Christ by continuing to follow him and continue to trust him. In Hebrews chapter 13, we read this in verse 17. Have confidence in your leaders. Have confidence in your leaders. Understand that your leaders are over you for a reason. Have confidence in who they are. And submit to their authority. Submit to your leader's authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. See, a lot of people don't understand this about pastors, do they? But this man has to give an account for everything that he poured into you. You think we're under pressure because we just got to not sin? He's under pressure because he's got to help you not sin. And believe me, because I've been there, there's some pastors that, boy, it was a struggle for them to help me just stop doing stupid stuff. You know, and for him, it's the same way. He has to give an account for everything that he pours into you. And you're like, but I have to be under this man's authority. Work with him and trust him because he's held in account of that. He has to know where you are. He has to know what he's pouring into you. He has to be standing the account of God for what he's pouring into the people of this body. Trust him and honor him. It says this, do this so that their work will be a joy. You know, I'm just going to give you a little insight because I was a youth pastor for 14 years. And there was a lot of Monday mornings. We had youth group on Sunday night. There was a lot of Monday mornings that my life was not a joy. I would think back to what I heard so-and-so say or what such-and-such came and asked me or something that I knew was going on. And I'm just like, Lord, like, just bring me home to glory. I think I could just be done right now. When we trust our pastors and we make ourselves in alignment with their authority and we follow them in a proper way, it's a joy to be the pastor of those people. Do things so that it is a joy for your pastor in his work and not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. You know, the word's talking about here, he's saying, hey, when this man feels burdened, what you get suffers. But when this man is full of joy because of what God is doing through you and the things that he's seeing you do and how you trust him, it allows him to have bigger visions from God. It allows God to take him to deeper places because it's a joy to pastor the people that you are. How can you honor your pastor on a regular basis? You do that by trusting them. Here's the second thing. Honor them by serving. Let's think back to Jesus and the disciples again. You know, there was a moment that I think we're probably all familiar with, where Jesus calls his disciple and he says, hey, I want you to go out into the earth and I want you to start healing the sick and doing miracles. And he tells them a list of things not to take, and they probably thought he was crazy. He's like, well, wait a second. You don't want me to take any food? I got to get somewhere. You don't want me to worry about what clothes I have? I mean, what if it gets cold? And he said, just go out and do these things. And he sent them out. And the disciples said, okay. And they went out and they served what God had called them to do in that moment. There are going to be moments here when all you need to do to honor your pastors is serve. He said, but I mean, there's not a spot for me. Sure there is. I'm sure he has a list of places you can serve. Inside of this body, I'm sure there's a million places that you can get plugged in. And you say, but I don't know what my giftings are. That's what he's going to do, is help you figure it out. And you say, but I don't know what I'm called to. And that's what he's going to say. Guess what? Let me help you figure that out. And you're going to say, but I don't know what I can do. Well, what can you do? What are you strong at? Are you gifted at singing? Can you write? Well, we can send some cars to some sick people. You say, but I don't have a strong point in speaking to people. Great. Can you pray? Just speak to God. We'll put you on a prayer team. We'll put you on a worship team. We'll put you on a kids team. Hey, somebody needs to take care of these snotty-nosed people we call a youth group, right? We need you to serve. You want to honor your pastor on a regular basis? Serve. Serve here. But also serve there. See, ministry doesn't stop when you leave this place. You know what God never asked people to do? Jesus never asked people to do this. He never said, hey, I want you to go out and I want you to get a whole bunch of people to come hear me speak tomorrow. Never happens in the gospel. Never. Sometimes we think as people in the church that we're doing our pastor a favor by bringing a bunch of people to church with us. And that's excellent. Don't get me wrong. This man would love for you to bring all your friends. But you know what he would love more? You know what would honor him more? If you went out and prayed over someone that was sick and they got healed. If you went out and said, man, I can tell you're struggling. Let me tell you about Jesus. I don't know why I'm supposed to tell you this, but God's just laid it on my heart. See, because where Jesus got joy and he was honored by the disciples is right after that passage when it says they came back and they told him of the works and the miracles and the things that happened while they were gone. They came back and they shared these stories of what God did in the lives of the people that they went and spoke to and prayed over and worked with when he sent them out. See, serving doesn't just happen in this building. Serving happens every single day in your life out there. It's called marketplace ministry. It's called having a family. It's called having a circle of friends that you can influence and touch in a way that your pastor never could. You want to honor this man regularly? Come and tell him the things that God's doing in the lives of others because you just said yes to serving. You can honor him by trusting him, and you can honor him by serving here and out there. We can honor our pastors on a regular basis. And the third way that we can honor our pastors is this. We can honor them by praying. Prayer is a simple concept, isn't it? Prayer just seems like it should, I'm talking to God. Do you know prayer sometimes seems like the most complicated thing we've ever done? It's like, I used to love it as a youth pastor. I'd be like, hey, won't you come and you want to pray? And they'd be like, what do you want me to pray about? I don't care. I mean, just pray. I don't know how to do that. Do you pray at home? Yeah. What do you pray about at home? And suddenly it's like prayer just becomes the most complicated thing in the world. Prayer is easy. You want to honor your pastor? Pray for him. Pray for these people. You know, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was about to go hang on a cross and he asked his disciples, hey, I need you to pray. I need you to just keep watch and just be prayerful right here in this moment. And what he was saying is, I'm going through a tough time. Number one, I'm about to get killed. You don't even understand it. Can you pray? And he asked them three times. He said, can you pray for me? And he came back and they fell asleep because prayer's tough, right? And we usually close our eyes and it happens. And then he said, hey, can you just stay awake? Can you just hang in there with me and just pray? You want to honor your pastor today? Pray for him and his family. Lift him up to God. Paul tells us this in Romans 15:30. It says this. I urge you, brothers and sisters, and this is Paul speaking to the church at Rome. He says, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. You know what pastoring is? Pastoring is a struggle. It's tough. It's hard to come and to figure out where God wants you to pour into people every day and to deal with hard questions and conversations and the drama that goes on in the world and the drama that goes on in our bodies and to help conflict resolute. I mean, this man is a counselor, a psychologist, a pastor, a friend, a worship minister. He's all of these things to you. It's a struggle sometimes to pastor people. And Paul reaches out to those that he was speaking to and he says, join me in my struggle. You want to help me in my struggle? Pray for me. Lift me up to God. Because I can guarantee you I don't have all the answers and I don't always get it right. And I may need a little bit more grace. Just pray that I'll get it right more times than not. Pray for me when I fall off the stage and jump up real quick because I'm older than I used to be and now my hip's going to hurt tomorrow. Just pray for me. Pray for your pastor if you want to honor them. And prayer is complicated. It's like, well, I don't know what Pastor Aaron needs. I don't know what Pastor Amy's going through. Because pastors have to be a little closed off. I don't know what they're struggling with in their life. I don't know how to pray for them. Just pray. Let me give you a few places that you can pray for your pastors as we close. And we're going to put this into action today. The first place you can pray is you can pray that they're blessed. Just like you did this morning and you poured out as a body into a special offering for your pastors, pray that they'll be blessed in other ways. Pray they get some free meals. Pray they're taken care of. Pray that suddenly a power bill gets dropped off because somebody took care of it. Pray that they would be blessed from God. And not just monetarily, but pray that they would just be blessed in their going and their coming. How do you want to be blessed? Pray that over them. What do you want to receive from God? You want to receive good things from your Father in heaven, right? Pray that they'll receive those things as well. Pray your pastors will be blessed. Here's the second thing. Pray they'll be healthy. Pray over their health. It's tiring and it's a grind to come in and to serve throughout the week. See, pastors don't take a day off. It's not like Saturday was any different. Saturday is prep for Sunday, and Monday is office hours, and we're taking care of things here as pastors, and we're pouring into the sheep, and if someone's sick in a hospital, we've got to be there, and if someone's having a funeral, we want to be there, and if someone's got a ball game, we want to be there to celebrate with them, and we're doing baby dedications, and we're all the time pouring into people, and when you pour, and you pour, and you pour, and you pour, and you don't get a lot of time off, sometimes you get sick. Pray that your pastors stay healthy. Pray they get good rest. Pray that they're eating right. Take them a meal. Go back to number one and bless them and take them a meal that's nourishment. You know, I'm sure pastor loves broccoli. Take him some broccoli so he can be healthy. Pray for their health. The third place is this. Pray for their wisdom. And that's kind of selfish, isn't it? You want this man to be wise because he leads you. Pray for the wisdom of God in his life. Pray that he would continue to have visions and understandings like these core values written on your wall. That God would continue to give him revelation and understanding and be wise in the situations that he comes up to so that he can pour into you and lead you well. Imagine the people that were underneath Solomon and the wisdom that they got to sit under. It said people came from all over to hear the wisdom that came from King Solomon, right? What if we prayed that our pastor would be the one that people came from all over to gain wisdom and understanding from the words that he spoke from the lips of God? Pray for your pastor's wisdom. Pray for their direction. Pray that things in this community would continue to catch his attention and that God would give him the right leading and direction for how to reach them for the kingdom of God. Pray that he makes the right decisions in this body, that he's constantly tapped in and in tune to where the Spirit is leading here at Calvary Temple. Pray that God gives him clear direction that he can step into. Pray for his protection. Pastors go in places that a lot of us don't want to go. They deal with situations that a lot of us don't want to deal with. Sometimes that's dangerous. Pray that he's protected. Pray that those that come around him would be a hedge of protection for him. Hedge of protection is a big churchy word. It just means they're his bodyguard. That's what it means. Maybe that's an angel. Maybe that's a person. But pray he has a hedge of protection around him. Think about back in David. David says that as a shepherd, which our pastor is, right? We all agree with that. He's a shepherd to this flock. He says, as a shepherd boy, I had to kill a bear and I had to kill a lion. But you know what the bear and the lion were going after? They were going after the sheep. But David still needed some protection, didn't he? But see, when we're pastors, we're not only protecting you and we're not only trying to take out the things of the world that are coming against you, and we need protection from that, but there are bigger things like Goliath coming after us. Pray that God protects them against those things that are coming after them as they deliver the word of God and pour into you. Pray that they'll have compassion. Pray they have a little more grace and a little more mercy in their life, and as they encounter hard things that they don't become rigid and jaded to situations. Pray that the God will continue to give them compassion where they need it. Because don't we all need a little more compassion? I certainly do. And pray that they have hope for the future. Pray that they have hope for the things to come for this body, for the things to come that God is going to do in this place through you under their teaching. Pray that they'll have hope. How can you honor your pastor outside of the day? You can honor them with trust. You can honor by serving, and you can honor by praying. Now, this morning, I hope if you're here, if you're not a first-time guest, that you've obviously said you trust these pastors. You've said yes to them, and you are behind them. And I pray that each and every one of you, if not yet, will find that place that you can plug in. Will find that place where you can answer the question of, what can I do? Where can I serve? And you allow them to help you plug into the right places that you can be used here. But what we can do this morning is practice this last thing. And we can pray a prayer of blessing over this family. So this is how I want to close today. Shalina's going to come up and just play some soft music. But I'm going to ask your pastors to come here in the middle. And I'm going to ask if you can physically stand up and walk, that you'll join them here in the middle and lay hands on them. And I know some of you can't, so if you can't, Hey, we want you to be involved. Just stick a hand out towards them, and you can pray from your seat. But as they come up, I'm going to ask you to come up as well and just surround these people. And we're going to pray over our pastors this morning. We're going to pray that God will continue to bless them in this place, to continue to give them direction and hope for the things that are come here together. Can we do that? Amen. We'll give you just a second to come up. And I'm going to lead us, but this is what I'm asking for you. Don't just let me pray and you listen. You pray. You know what God wants to say through you to them. Let's pray together. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the man and the woman that these pastors are, that Aaron and Amy, Lord, that they've come into this place and said yes to you, God, to said yes to leading, Lord God. And we pray that because of that, that no matter what comes against them, that you would protect them. Lord God, that as they walk through dangerous things in different situations that are difficult, that God, that you would lay a way before them that they know is spirit-led. That God, as they begin to say yes to hard things here, to new things here, to unusual things here, Lord God, that you would give them the wisdom and the strength to walk that out. That God, that you would allow them to lead in a way that other people would say yes to get behind. Lord God, that they would continue to serve this body, that they would continue to move in this body, that people would know that the anointing of God is following them. That through their service and their work, God, that you would let them see the blessing of souls saved. That you would let them be blessed, Lord God, for the miracles that come through here and the stories that their people come back and tell them. That God, that you would use them in a mighty way, in a new way, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you continue to give them God-focused direction. Lord God, to reach this generation, to reach this culture of Anniston, this place of Greenbrier, that God, that you would let them see change happen in a community because they say yes to you. God, we pray that you would keep them healthy. Lord God, that you would give them good rest, Lord God, that they would be energized each day when they get up to do your work. Lord God, that they would know that you are in the details of their lives because their lives are focused and centered around you. God, we pray that you would just continue to allow them to feel the love of this body. Lord God, that these people surrounding them now, praying for them, God, that you would just let them know, Lord God, that these people are for them as they are for you. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that you are doing in and through these pastors. And we give you the glory for each and every one of those things because you're worthy of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let today, church, be the start of honoring them through a year. Not just today in this moment, but for a year and everything that comes past it, okay? Thank you, guys. Brother Winston.